Mostly, I just think Mr. P is a lonely old man who used to be a lonely young man. And for some reason I don't understand, lonely white people love to hang around lonelier Indians. All right, kids, let's get cracking, Mr. P said as he passed out the geometry books. How about we do something strange and start on page one? I grabbed my book and opened it up. I wanted to smell it. Heck, I wanted to kiss it. Yes, kiss it. That's right. I am a book kisser. Maybe that's kind of perverted. Or maybe it's just romantic and highly intelligent. But my lips and I stopped short when I saw this written on the inside front cover. This book belongs to Agnes Adams. Okay, now you're probably asking yourself, who is Agnes Adams? Well, let me tell you. Agnes Adams is my mother. My mother, and Adams is her maiden name. So that means my mother was born in Adams and she was still in Adams when she wrote her name in that book. And she was 30 when she gave birth to me. Yep, so that means I was staring at a geometry book that was at least 30 years older than I was. I couldn't believe it. How horrible is that? My school and my tribe are so poor and sad that we have to study from the same dang books our parents studied from. That is absolutely the saddest thing in the world. And let me tell you, that old, 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 decrepit geometry book hit my heart with the force of a nuclear bomb. My hopes and dreams floated up in a mushroom cloud. What do you do when the world has declared nuclear war on you? Well, I picked up that book and threw it across the room and smashed Mr. P in the face.